This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour we're going to be talking about infrastructure. And Dr. Tim Sheckley is joining us. Welcome, Dr. Tim Sheckley.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. And let me give out your website, gettingsmarteraboutthesmartgrid.org. Gettingsmarteraboutthesmartgrid.org. And there's some press releases there. There's some information you can read about the smart grid. You know, we are being attacked by the smart grid, and it's a fight that I believe that we all must engage in to stop the spread of the smart grid. We're talking about the Internet of Things. We're talking about refrigerators that will be monitoring your behavior. We're talking about what you watch on these streaming Internet videos, your behavior, what you do, when you do it, when you wash your clothes, when you wash your dishes, what you buy in and put in your refrigerator, how often you open your refrigerator and freezer doors. I mean, even electric hot water heaters may know when you are taking a shower based on the change in temperature of the hot water heater. So we are being spied on from 360 degrees, at least 360 degrees, and add to that above and below. Our movements are being tracked, and our infrastructure is crumbling, and all this is happening at the same time. Dr. Sheckley, you've written a press release about this. Can you share with us what your thoughts are?
Yeah, the press release that you're referring to was sent out last week was really announcing a policy paper that I have just published that was presented on the 5th of February at the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco. And the topic was, the title of the paper was Reinventing Wires, the Future of Landlines and Networks. And really what it's about is the Internet, what's happening, where the Internet has come from and where it's headed, and where and all these things that you were talking about a little earlier are part of that. But the bigger issue is who is going to own it and who's going to control it and who's going to have access to it. That's really at play right now, and this paper is about that. And the paper is titled Reinventing Wires, because what its basic thesis is that that everybody in the country should have pretty much equal access to the Internet and to the highest speed performance, highest performance connection that can be economically provided overall. And just as we wired the entire country back in the 1930s for telephone service, and we wired the country also around that time for electric power, we need to rewire the country now for Internet access over optical fiber. And the people that need to do that primarily and to be in control of it are local cities and towns and municipalities. That's where it has to start, because it can't be something centrally controlled by either government or corporations. So that was really the purpose of the paper. And it's a pretty long paper, but it does have some summary sections in it that can be understood pretty easily, I think. But the purpose of writing such a 100-page paper on this topic was to provide the public and to policymakers with the resource and the references they need to make the arguments that they will need to get the proper legislation and support from everybody from local city councils to state legislatures.
Now, as you were saying this, I was thinking about optical fiber. Now, the fiber itself, once put in the ground, even if it were laid on top of the ground, the optical fiber is immune from electromagnetic pulses and solar flares. Now, the electronics are not immune, but the fiber is. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that if we're putting fiber in, if we're connecting via fiber, even if we're stringing fiber along poles, like power poles or what we call telephone poles, even if the fiber were in the air and we had an EMP strike, that EMP would not travel along the fiber per se and blow out the equipment on the ends. However, it is possible that the equipment could be blown out with an EMP, but less likely connected to fiber as compared to connected to wire. Is that right?
That's exactly right, because the vulnerability would be localized wherever the lightning struck, but rather than to propagate through the entire network like it will with, that can happen with electric transmission lines. With the high voltage transmission lines, you can have electromagnetic pulses caused by solar flares or whatever that can just propagate through the entire system and bring down many sites rather than just local.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something I think that's very important. You talked about Internet ownership and control. And on page 44, as I'm viewing it as a PDF on my screen right now, you say the Internet of Things privacy problem is not only about how to deal with inadvertent access to data, but also, and more importantly, about deliberate and authorized access. That's very important. What you're saying is, I believe what you're saying is that people are intentionally looking into what we might consider private information, but the other team is looking at that as well. They have authority, and they are or they are just abusing their authority, or they're just deliberately accessing this data and information. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Internet of Things is the concept that everything around us, every gadget or device or whatever, whether from your refrigerator to your cell phone to your computer or to your Fitbit that you wear on your wrist, can be interconnected to this gigantic network. And unfortunately, you know, that could be done, but the unfortunate thing is that the business model for the Internet has morphed into a commercial model that is about the collection and sale of that information and advertising, mainly for advertising purposes, but now, as we can see, for political purposes too. The collection of that information has become the main commodity, and certainly you're given free access to the Internet or all kinds of apps or, you know, devices that you can use are very inexpensive, but the real purpose of doing that is the commercial value of the data that can be collected from it, because the motivation behind the industry is, it's the sale of course, more chips and software, but even more importantly, the sale of the data that they can collect about you and glean from this system that becomes a commodity in itself. So, you have to look at where that goes. Now, for advertising is a little more benign than what we've seen in terms of politics right now. And I think what you saw just in the last week was that the heads of the CIA and the NSA and other intelligence agencies have said that they are starting to see a ramp up in this kind of activity on the Internet with the collection of data and the planting of false information emerging again as a precursor to the 2018 election that will be coming up. And presumably some of that, at least, is Russian in origin, but we don't really know, and that we don't know enough about it. But that's what's emerging. So we have to keep in mind that security and privacy on the internet is becoming a critical issue, absolutely critical issue, and it will possibly limit the growth and usefulness of the whole thing if we can't deal with it.
You know, something that you said triggered a thought and an extreme concern, and maybe we need to shock those in class today into action. Let me ask a question relating to something that you said, and maybe your answer will shock those in class. You mentioned Fitbit, F-I-T-B-I-T. That's a kind of a wristband, that kind of like a watch, stylish, modern, stylish kind of watch. I wouldn't want one, don't have one. I'm not interested. However, I see medical professionals at all levels wearing these at an increasing rate. And it monitors their bodily functions, heart rate, and so forth. Even monitors how many steps they take, how far they walk. And it's connected to the Wi-Fi and the Internet. These medical professionals wear them because they're purchasing themselves, but they get benefits that they perceive as being above the cost of the Fitbit device that they're wearing on the wrist. Now, this Fitbit indicates or transmits bodily functions and activities, and they go someplace. And no one's really sure, I'll bet, exactly where their data is going, and they're probably not even concerned, and they're probably saying, you know what, I've got nothing to hide, so, you know, it's okay. Those who are paying attention. Those who are really paying attention saying are probably saying, I would never want one of those things. Here's my question to you, Dr. Sheckley. Do these devices like the Fitbit, can they determine when a person's having sex?
I'd say yes, probably so, or at least with a high probability. They can establish the probability of any physical activity or in a daily routine from a statistical standpoint.
That was the question that I hope has shocked all of you. So, if you want that knowledge known, get a Fitbit. If you don't, don't. That's shocking. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us, PhD, and he's written a fabulous, fabulous article, and we're discussing this article. And one of the things that you talk about in section 2.4.2 regulation, the FCC, the captured regulator. You want to say Crawford has described how the communication media audience became captured. Similarly, Harvard ethics scholar Norm Alster describes the FCC as captured in his report, Captured Agency, How the Federal Communications Commission is Dominated by the Industries It Presumably Regulates. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. It's interesting to look at who's the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission today, Ajit Pai, whose career is basically as an attorney, a chief counsel, I believe, for Verizon. One of the main themes of this paper of mine, Reinventing Wires, is that our access to the Internet. Well, let me just read briefly to answer your question. Let me just briefly read from the first page of the paper. The Internet has become one of the defining technologies of the modern world. Why has America, its creator, become one of its most impoverished users among all developed nations in terms of the proportion of its people with Internet access and the speed and quality of that access? Basically, the reason, the answer to that question, why has it happened, is that our access to the Internet is dominated by three huge corporations, which I call a triopoly, which is Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T. And those three companies really dominate the lion's share of the access to the internet, whether it's wired or wireless, in any form today. There's certain logic behind the wireless that we should talk about in a minute, but basically the bottom line is that the industry, when you make the head of the Federal Communications Commission an attorney for one of those three companies, it's the same thing in the paper, outlines the whole history of the leadership behind the FCC. You just see a long history of this, what's called regulatory capture, or in some other terms, it's called in academic circles public choice theory. This is the idea that public officials tend to serve their own needs first before the needs of the public, and that agencies that are regulating industries tend to be captured by those industries. And a good example of that is what we call the revolving door, where people will spend time working for a government agency, then work for the industry, then back into the government agency and back out to industry again. And this is a pattern that is in many regulatory agencies the case, and in the FCC in particular. And so we can't expect the FCC without a lot of public pressure to do the right thing. Now, they did do the right thing a couple of years ago in the adoption of the net neutrality principle. And that was the principle that internet service providers could not favor a particular, you couldn't pay to play. In other words, everybody had an equal crack at getting on the internet. There were no fast lanes or slow lanes. That was the principle. And it was a hard-fought battle to get that a principle established in policy. And that was accomplished finally because there were millions of public comments that were submitted over a long period of time. And the pressure was great enough to get the agency to do that, even though the leadership had a conflict of interest between their careers in the industry and their role in the FCC. But with the Trump administration, all that changed immediately, and the new the Verizon attorney was appointed to head up the agency, and we're right back where we were. He threw the net neutrality rule out. The present administration voted it out, and now we're back sort of where we were, except that it's, of course, being challenged in court, so it hasn't played out yet. And I doubt that it will ever succeed, but that's what's happened.
When we come back, Dr. Sheckley, can we talk more about wireless? And one of the things I'd like to mention is something that one of our other senior instructors has mentioned, and that's solving a problem that doesn't exist, wireless charging of electric devices. And it seems like this might fly through the FCC. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal bill by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us. Getting smarter about the smartgrid.org. Dr. Sheckley, we have a senior engineer, electrical engineer. His name is Bert Bertonis in California. And we have talked on air at times about solving a problem that doesn't exist, and that is charging devices wirelessly. So we're talking about charging these, the smartphones and other devices without wires. That's really not a problem that exists, but it seems that this may get through the Federal Communications Commission. And what we're talking about is massive amounts of power being transmitted through the air just to charge a cell phone, for example. And about 95%, at least 95%, is lost in transmission. It seems like the FCC has lost its way. It's not, it should not be in the business of allowing charging through the air. The FCC is in the business of communications. This is not communications. This is raw power going through the air to charge devices. Are you in agreement with this, or does this not set with you?
Yeah, basically I'm in agreement that I've been in, concerned about it for a long time. I guess one could argue that, well, the communication equipment needs to be charged, but I think that's a weak argument. The bottom line is, or the basic problem is, that the Federal Communications Commission is not equipped to deal with the issue of any health or biological effects of electromagnetic fields. They don't have the expertise and the ability to deal with that. And there's increasing evidence now with the World Health Organization, and now with what's called an NTP study, the National Toxicology Program, that there is a potentially evidence that that electromagnetic radiation can cause cancer from the type of radiation from cell phones that can be the source of cancer. There's a relationship that has not been clearly understood, but it is now becoming more understood, the mechanisms for this. Researchers are just beginning to get a handle on it, and there's clear evidence now that the manipulating electromagnetic fields and radiation, such as radiation in its various forms, can influence cell growth rates and cancer growth. My paper goes into the state of the research on this, but it said changing every day. And the FCC is clearly out of their domain to deal with that. And I don't know exactly who it is. Certainly the FDA or other agencies need to be concerned. But to be able to permit this kind of mass deployment of equipment that's deliberately radiating this kind of energy is irresponsible without having some scientific basis behind that. It's just mind-boggling that
it is.
This would be allowed.
Dr. Sheckley, I've given seminars in many locations in the country in person, and I talked about big lies. And one of the things I talked about is, during this seminar, is that it's been shown that these frequencies, these microwave frequencies, can literally cook you and cause cancer and so forth. And at the end of the seminar, which might go for an hour and a half or an hour or longer, I asked the question, okay, so if you believe half of what I've said, no, if you believe a quarter of what I've said, no, if you believe 10% of what I've said, how many of you are willing to give up your cell phones? And the answer is always the same. No one. No one is willing to give up his or her cell phone, even though they know in their hearts that brain cancer is up, breast cancer is up, testicular cancer is up from keeping cell phones in the front pocket of the pants. They know this. They know that they become dizzy when using the cell phone. They know that they don't feel right in their head, literally. They can feel a sensation. They know all this, and yet they will not put down their cell phones. They sleep with their cell phones. They've got their cell phones under their pillow, next to the pillow, with them 24 hours a day, in the restroom, everywhere they go. And when they sit down to eat, it's on the table next to them so they can see it. They are addicted, but they will not stop using their cell phones. That's what I've determined. Does that square with what you have found as well?
Yeah, that's My paper, Reinventing Wires, does have a whole a number of references and discussion of that topic, particularly not just the possible physiological addiction, but also the mental or psychological habit-forming nature of that and dependencies that develop around the use of smartphones. Now, I'm not advocating banning smartphones. I don't have a smartphone. I do have a cell phone, which I use occasionally, but I don't don't depend on it, and I don't think that the basic theme of my paper, Reinventing Wires, is that we need to start with and give everyone the basic infrastructure of the wired network of optical fiber, which is superior in many respects, not just this health or biological effects reasoning, but a lot of other reasons. But the start with that, and then if people want to it's their option to use wireless networks. But I think what this industry is trying to do is make the wireless mechanism the only one that you can, the main one for accessing the internet. And that's what what's called 5G, or fifth generation wireless strategy is all about, to basically force 5G on us all as the primary means of accessing the internet. And the reasoning behind that is that it's very profitable. Wireless is far more profitable. The wires and the optical fiber access is simple and cheap. The wireless networks are proprietary and expensive. And they have built this industry around and made America number 17 among the 20 developed nations in internet access of its people by imposing this dominating triopoly. Has imposed a internet access that is slow, that is artificially scarce, and expensive. And they like to keep it that way. And when you buy a smartphone, you're locking yourself into planned obsolescence because they want to upgrade these things on a periodic basis. If you have optical fiber, is future-proof, and it doesn't change. It's resilient, and you're not locked into this kind of escalating evolution of new products every couple of years.
That's a really good point, and there's proof to this. You're talking about planned obsolescence, and I've talked to people who have cell phones, and they say, "Oh, I got to get a new one." Why do they have to get a new one? Well, it's getting slower. Really? It's getting slower? Well, and what Apple did was they would say, well, you know, we've got a new operating system, just download it. And they don't really say exactly what it does. But you can download the new operating system. So new, to many people, they may think that that's better. I'm running an unsupported version of the Windows operating system on some of our computers for this broadcast right now. I'm also running Linux. But what I'm saying is I don't want newer because newer seems to be getting slower and slower and slower. And the more I would upgrade, the more I would find I would get more advertisements. Well, what Apple did, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Sheckley, what Apple did with their iPhone is they deliberately slowed it down based on the power capacity, we'll say, of the internal battery of the iPhone. So as the battery got older, the Apple phone would slow down. And people would say, well, it's getting too slow, I can't stand it. And they would, instead of buying a battery, that Apple would charge about $80 for 80, which is a sin in my book as well. $80 for a battery for a phone is nuts. But that's what they did. So people would say, I'm not going to spend the $80 for a battery. I'll just get a new phone. And they'd buy a new phone with a new battery because they didn't want to replace the battery because Apple ripped them off at a cost of $80 to replace the battery. Why? Because they didn't know how to open the back of the case. Why? Because Apple doesn't want you to. Apple wants you to be dependent on them. They want you to be forever their customers, and they want to sell you more and more and more. Is that far-fetched? Do you think that there's truth in what I just said?
Oh, well, it's well documented. I mean, this is how Apple got to be the biggest corporation in the world. it's well documented. In fact, the Wall Street Journal, I think broke this story. And Apple was very embarrassed, and now they're offering rebates and things like that to people that try to backpedal on this. But it's well known and well documented that that's what happened. And but that's built into the system. You know, these private corporations are about profits, and that's what they're going to do. And that's why I say optical fiber systems need to be built out by cities, towns, and communities, not by big corporations like Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T, and then dominated by suppliers like Samsung and Apple.
If you want to have some fun, class, an exercise in futility, an exercise in frustration, when I say fun, I was only kidding, just try calling Verizon's prepaid telephone support. Just try getting someone on the phone. Just try to get your problem solved. And what you'll find is it's darn near impossible. And for those who say, you know what, I don't want a smartphone. I just want one of those, we'll call them a dumb phone, a flip phone. And you say, well, I'll just get one of those $15 Verizon prepaid 300-minute cards at Walmart. And you'll find that the coverage is not the same. Even though it says Verizon, you won't get as many cell towers. And it may not work in your house or where you live. No kidding. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black day. God, you're.
Take my new gun. For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us, class. You might find this interesting. This broadcast is carried over CenturyLink's communications network. I absolutely despise CenturyLink. If I go outside my my house, walk down the driveway, turn left, I can find telephone cable strung across trees. I'm not kidding you. Strung across trees. It's still there. I can take a picture of it. And that is what CenturyTel has done to repair telephone lines previously that didn't work. They literally strung it from tree to tree to tree. Now, the infrastructure in our neck of the woods is buried, but they had a problem with the cable, and the way they fixed it was they literally, for years, just left this wire strung in the trees, and they abandoned it, and it's still in the trees. Now, they did fix it. It took years, but they did fix it. It's still there, and I can take a picture. I probably should and show you what this looks like. But there's an article in USA Today. It's called Bad Reputation, America's Top 20 Most Hated Companies. Number one, or number 20, is Weinstein and Company for sexual abuse. Number 20 is Weinstein Company for sexual abuse. Number 19, United Airlines. Number 18, Facebook for fake ads, fake news. Number 17, CenturyLink. Nearly 43% of the respondents had negative things to say about CenturyLink. Can you imagine that? That's what's happening. And the reason I'm mentioning this, Dr. Sheckley, is because you talk about on your Reinventing Wires document that AT&T and Verizon have pushed to decommission their landlines, claiming they are uneconomical and unnecessary because they've been replaced by wireless services. What I just said is we just proved it, right, with that article and what they did in our wiring. for those people who live on the same road I do, stringing wires through the trees. That's like third world country application of just put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. Well, I think what's happened is when the, you know, you have to, my paper goes in to a lot of history to make it easy to understand why this all happened. The money is now in the wireless arena, and the wired infrastructure was regulated. It was, the prices were regulated, and the service level was regulated. So the phone, after the Bell system was broken up into the Bell operating companies, the seven Bell operating regional Bell companies, and then the AT&T, which was the international or national carrier, the regional companies then over a number of years basically spun off their wireless operations and their cable operations into private companies, which were essentially built on the basis of the public, the money that had been paid by the public over the many years to build the network. They spun it off as a profitable, unregulated subsidiaries and then independent ventures. And the executives went with them and got rich, basically, and building these unregulated wireless ventures and cable ventures that left the wires to languish. And now what they want to do is get the people that are still using the wires, the copper wires, to force them off of those and force them onto their wireless network by degrading the service. And that's where we're headed.
And that's absolutely true. And when I call CenturyTel, their technical people tell me, heck, you've got 3 meg service. You shouldn't have that. How did you get that? We shouldn't be giving you that. There's no reason for you to have that high of a speed. 3 meg? Really? They want to push me back to 1.5. That's
well,
what they
want
to do.
Internet for everybody. That's my new idea.
There you go. Dr. Sheckley, may I post a link to your document on USA Prepares so our class can read it?
Yes, I'll. You have the link. And actually, best link is the electromagnetichealth.org.
That's the one I'll use. Dr. Sheckley, thanks so much for being with us in class today.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.